Greetings. This is Dr. Letitia Wright for IDCDating.com. IDC Dating is where we are creating multicultural relationships every day. And we are talking with Rocky Fino. He is our sexy sex chef, and he's the author of Will Cook for Sex, which is available in bookstores all over the world. Welcome back, Rocky.
How are we doing today?
We are doing great. We're doing great. Rocky's been helping us really put together menus and dinners and desserts and what we can do to eat with our beloved person and kind of entertain them. So what's on the menu today?
Well, you know, I was going down the list. Every time we talk, I'm like, okay, we could talk more and more about breakfast, more and more about dinners and all these kind of events where you're serving for your loved one. And, and I'm always trying to think of other accents to the typical dinner or whatever meal it is that help add to that are sometimes overlooked by people.
Okay.
And one of the ones I found that was one of the very simple sides and accents to anything from breakfast all the way to salad to the dessert are fruits and berries.
Okay.
I think it's very simple. You know, it's overlooked because, some might not consider it cooking, yet to serve your date an elegant plate of fruit laid out, with a nice presentation. It's a light fare, he or she's not always looking for a real heavy, dessert or, sometimes even for breakfast. They're not looking for that big egg meal, but you just want to do something light with a little, you can go from berries, but even to add cheese to the plate, it's a lot of variety that you can play with. So I've got a couple of neat ideas we'll talk about today for desserts.
Well, let's set the tone for, the activity. Is it a day when maybe you've been pretty active or a kickback day?
I always think about it in the summertime when it's real hot out and the idea of the oven being on in the kitchen and adding out, it's just sometimes when, in the summer months of the year and the heat's up, it's not, your appetite's not as, hearty. And the idea of a little light flare, light flare for a dessert, like some nice, summer fruits and berries just sounds good to me. That's usually the occasion where I find it fun. And if you're active, a day after, active day of out hiking, picnicking, whatever you're doing, fruits come. The fruits are a nice light finish.
Okay, so what we're doing and what we're having all day, especially you may be a little exhausted. You may be you just don't want to fill your stomach up, perhaps.
Yeah, and in summertime, and the other thing that's great about summertime is, so many fruits are now year round. They figure a way to get them year round, but there are a lot more variety of summer fruits that are always, peaches and nectarines and plums and some of these summer fruits that, come out that are just, I always get excited when, you see the summer fruit season.
Okay.
I'm pretty bad that way. I'm so one-dimensional.
Well, and then
I can remember commercials from my childhood, the jingle that the supermarket would play for the summer fruit season.
Well, the one good thing is that we can also, even if we're somewhere where it's not summer or the fruits are not out, we can have fruits delivered from all over the world, so you can have them shipped in for, this special occasion.
You find, if you shop a little bit, you'll find just about every fruit. Year-round, it used to be kiwis coming out of, New Zealand or whatever, were like this rarity that, one month a year, and now you go to the supermarket and kiwis are on the shelf all year round.
Oh, okay.
And that's just one example, but berries. I mean, berries seem to be, they found a way to, you got berries year round now too, and berries are, to me, berries are very elegant, very sensual.
Okay, I was thinking that too. There's a lot you can do with them, a lot of ways you can be creative and playful, and,
They're beautiful color varieties. They got great flavors, and they're very sensual on a plate. So we're going to combine. That's what we're going to actually work with on our first one. It's just a very simple. We're going to do papaya with berries.
Okay, papaya with berries. Papayas are always good. I've never had a bad papaya.
Papayas are good. You just got to make sure you get them ripe. A lot of times you'll be at the market and they'll still be kind of firm.
Well, tell us how to pick a good one. What's the best technique?
The best technique on a papaya, one, if they're not ripe at the store, and if you are shopping for a papaya, you might want to shop a little in advance because you might not find that perfect ripe one on the shelf, but you need to come home and give it a day or in a couple of days to ripe.
Okay. And
what
can
you're
we
looking
do that?
For,
Have, can we do that in a paper bag? Is that how we do that?
That trick is used a lot with avocado. Personally, I've never tried it in a paper bag with the papaya. Done with avocados. I know that paper bag trick seems to accentuate, it speeds up the process. So I bet it would work. I mean, it's a matter of giving it some time. And a ripe papaya has got a deep yellow. And you'll start to see some of the browning.
Okay.
On the skin. I mean, just lines, not till it's soft and mushy and gone too far, but the green tint is pretty much all but gone.
Okay.
On when it's ripe. And the other key is, feel it.
Feeling it.
It should be soft, not soft where your fingers, smush into it. That'd be overripe, but not firm like you could break a window with it. It should be. You can feel a little give in it.
Okay.
And I've heard people give me the tip analysis of the sugar contents and da 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 and all the transformation of the fruit, like the wine. If you start telling your date those kind of things, she's a long hour before you even get the plate on the table.
Okay, so we will not go into sugar content of the fruit that we are experiencing. We will stick to the fun part.
Make it fun, make it good, and have fun with it. But don't get too scientific about food or wine. There's not a date out there that wants to get too deep.
Okay. So we're picking our papaya. Are we getting one or two? Are we getting five?
Yeah, you get it. Well, actually, a half each would be fine serving. So it doesn't hurt to have an extra papaya around the house. They're good all, for even just to individually enjoy in the morning on the way out the door. But for this particular night, we just need one, and we're going to cut it in half lengthwise.
Okay.
You'll notice the papaya's got a bunch of little caper-sized black seeds.
And they're all kind of gathered in the middle. So
they're all gathered in the middle. They scrape out real easy, just like any other, just like a melon.
Okay.
Get the seeds out of the middle. Don't lose too much of the meat when you're doing it, the meat of the fruit. Just cleanly get the seeds out. So now when your half a papaya is laying on a plate with cut side up, you've created a natural bowl.
Okay.
So we've removed the seeds and we've got a natural bowl.
Oh, we've still got our skin on there, so it's kind of firm.
You've got your skin on there holding together. Yeah, we're not skinning the papaya. All we've done is cut it in half, and what we're doing is creating a natural bowl for our berries.
Okay.
It creates a beautiful display. You just got your half side up, cut side up, and then we're going to fill the inside of that bowl till it's spilling over with blueberries and raspberries.
Mm. Wonderful.
I have those
right now. I could go, and I just need a papaya.
get a papaya. Add one more thing to your shopping list. Get a lime.
Lime, okay.
What you want to do with it, you're going to serve each plate individually. Cut side up papaya, spilling over with berries. You'll fill them up, sprinkle a couple around the outside edge of the papaya. And then you got a little lemon. Excuse me, a little lime. What I love about the lime, it's a touch of lime on that papaya is a real flavor enhancer.
Okay.
Little trick I learned with it really gives it a pop. It gives it a little tropical feel.
So we just want to squeeze a little bit. We don't want to drench it.
No, you don't want to drench it. Just a hint. Kind of like a cocktail. You're just giving it a squeeze. Just to enhance the flavor. You're not looking to overpower the papaya.
Okay.
But you serve that as a wonderful dessert option. End of dinner, especially if it's a nice big hearty dinner over, like I said, on a summer day when you want to keep it light. This is a great either starter course and or dessert course.
Okay.
And that's the course. I mean, that's here we are, so simple. Didn't take much to shop for. Yet when you serve it out on the plate, you're going to capture your mate's attention. And he or she's going, wow, look at that.
All that deep blue against the yellow is going to be.
Yeah, you got a great color scheme. It's just a pretty presentation. Take that kind of thought process when you're shopping in the market and you're looking at all those fruits. Combine things, combine colors, combine tastes, and if you can, play with it on your own to cutting various fruits and stuff to create, nice presentations on the plate. One of the things, it's been said before, you eat with your eyes first. And one thing nice about laying out a plate of fruit or even whatever your, cheese or whatever it is, the presentation is key.
Mm-hmm.
How you lay it out, how you combine it, how you create the colors, and how you garnish it is all part of, what makes, what makes the whole effect. That's the fun part. That's the part of food when you come out from the kitchen and you set this plate down for her sitting there. That's the fun part when you get that reaction, that wow. Anybody can go out and buy a meal. I tell this story all the time. Any guy can go out and take somebody out to a nice restaurant and buy a meal. That's all nice. We love to do that. But when you want to separate yourself from the others, it's when you go out and you do, the extra efforts and you show a little talent from your in the kitchen, that's when she gets really impressed.
And you really took some time to think about what this person might like, and
it makes you look
very thoughtful.
Yeah, that's the idea, and you are thoughtful. I hope.
Well, we are cooking for sex.
That's right. There's a thought process here. Come on now.
Well, this sounds very delicious too. Is it really any bad combinations that you don't want to do with fruit, or are you really pretty safe just mixing it all up?
I'm good with mixing it all up. I think where some people, what one warning I would provide is don't get too bland and standard. I mean, no, she's not going to fall out of her chair if you serve an apple, apple and orange plate.
Yeah.
I mean,
school cafeteria fruit salad.
Yeah, this is your opportunity to show her your creative side. This is your opportunity to show her, that you're more than just the meat and potatoes guy. You have the ability to kind of check out these fruits. And people, how do you do it? How do you figure it out? Give me the fail-safe method. Well, go and buy some of these fruits. When you see a different fruit on the shelf that you've never seen before, buy one. Take it home on a Wednesday and cut it open and try it. See what it is. And then, that way come Saturday, you got an idea if you want to use it. I mean, we could talk, there's a bazillion fruits out there. And I see new ones in my travels, too. I'm the type of guy who, pulls one off the shelf, even if you grab one or two, just to get a feel for what it is.
Okay. So just to see that your shopping experiences.
That way you get because a lot of times you'll see a fruit that's on the shelf that you don't know what the interior color is.
I see.
And, when you cut it open, look at that, beautiful red interior. Who would know what a watermelon looks like if you didn't, on the inside,
Right, so we wouldn't know. We wouldn't know it had all those colors.
Go and buy different melons. Go and try combining other, melons and berries is always a good option. And berries are really neat because berries really go well with other bigger fruits, and they pack such a flavor punch, and there's a lot. I mean, I think berries are extremely useful, and we didn't even get into the most standard berry, the strawberry, which who doesn't think that the strawberry is a romantic berry dipped in chocolate, sprinkle a little powdered sugar on it. I mean, you can do all kinds of things with the strawberry. Even if just garnish the plate with the strawberry, when you cut it and it's got the heart shaped,
little body to it.
It's got all kind of connotation with a strawberry. You see those beautiful ads whenever they're when they're going for an ad and they're trying to show sex appeal. The strawberry is always the sexy fruit.
I didn't know strawberry was considered the sexy fruit, but now that you put it that way, you're right. You see it in all the ads.
You think about it. I mean, you've got that chocolate dipped strawberry, and it's very, you know, I've seen some very provocative ads, you know, using it. And you know that's in the back of her mind also, and that's another thing. You know, it's the back of your mind, it's in the back of her mind.
Perfect. Well, that's what we want to keep it. Just keep it, everybody moving in the same direction, everybody's attention on the same kinds of things. That makes for a good date.
And if you want to enhance this one with a little, you know, and we're always talking wine, you know, wines are going, you know, a great way to enhance any meal. When you're dealing with some fruits, I tend to go on the chilled whites, Chardonnay, you know, a nice dry chard, or, you know, keep it a chilled white, and or the lighter side of the reds.
Okay, the lighter side of the reds. What about a blush? Is that okay, too?
I'm not a fan of the blush myself. I find it it's a little sweet, a little sugary. I like to stick more with a Pinot, maybe like a Pinot, or even a nice Chardonnay on the white side, or you can even do a Sauvignon or a Fumé Blanc. But here I don't want to get too deep on the wines because I've warned you before.
Again,
I don't want to be too technical.
If
you have a rosé that you like or a blush, go with what you like.
Go with what we like. Okay, and that's really the name of the whole game, go with what we like. Thank you so much. We've been talking with Rocky Fino. He is our sexy sex chef. He wrote the book called We'll Cook for Sex.
From the world of We'll Cook for Sex. From the sex cooking kitchen.
That's good. From the sex cooking kitchen, hot off the fryer here. But we are here because, of course, IDCDating.com has brought us here. So IDCDating.com is where we're creating multicultural relationships every day. Thank you for joining us. And remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right. I'll see you and talk to you next time.